Phoneboy Speaks, episode 230. Computers are too complex.
I know I've said this before on previous podcasts, but computers are too complicated for most people. And I'll give you an example. My daughter was complaining about her computer being too slow, and she doesn't know how to troubleshoot computers. I mean, I've been doing it for so long that for me, it's actually not a huge, problem. So, but I had to go, figure out what was going on. It turned out that Skype was spiking the CPU for no perfectly good reason. And so how did I fix that problem? Well, I had to search the internet. And by the way, if you're troubleshooting a computer, the first thing to do is type the symptoms into Google, and usually something useful will pop out of it. And there was a couple of different solutions that were offered by the different Skype forum posts and stuff. And I found the one that solved the problem, which turned out to be that her Skype profile got corrupted. And so I just simply, I went into the directory it told me to and renamed the Skype directory there. And, and lo and behold, Skype started behaving again. And rather than taking 50-something% CPU, it was down to zero when it was idle, which is what it should be. Now, that's a relatively simple example, but there's worse, right? I mean, there's other things that can happen on a computer, and as an InfoSec tech douchebag, it's very easy, I know it's very easy for somebody to potentially click on something and, and have their computer be owned, and then trying to figure it out. Even for people that know what they're doing, it can be very complex, and so, in that case, it's better off to do a reset. And so when you start looking at the people's capabilities and what they actually need a computer for, not everybody needs a full desktop computer. There are people can do things on their phone, which is starting to happen now, right? I mean, people are starting to, people are starting to do computing tasks or things that required a computer 10 years ago on their mobile phone because it's always with them, and they don't have to sit at a computer to do it. But on the other hand, there are tasks where you still need a computer, and so that makes the most sense. And I think, with the trends and with sales and stuff is that it's not that computers are ever going to necessarily go out of style, because there's just going to be some tasks that only make sense on a desktop computer because of the screen and the keyboard and everything. However, there's a lot more computing that happens on smaller devices. Like I'm recording this podcast on my mobile phone, mostly because it's more convenient, not necessarily because it's the right task. I still have to use a desktop computer to actually put the podcast out, but recording it is just easier on a mobile device, and I can do most of the workflow on a mobile device, so why not? But I think the point that I'm trying to make with all of this is, the question is, will computers or some computing device ever get to a point where a normal person can generally use it and not have too many problems? And the answer is yes, and that's kind of what tablets are, right? Is that generally speaking, you don't have issues with those things. Again, as long as you're doing the very specific things that it's good at, and that's not outside of its capabilities, then yeah, if you're just reading email and surfing the web, a tablet's great, and even a mobile phone can mostly serve that purpose. And in some cases, just because of sheer economy, right? People can't afford all of the devices, and so they pick the one that's going to work in the most situations for them. And for some people, that ends up being a mobile phone. And that's just because, there's also power considerations too, especially in some of the third world countries. The only computing device that some people have is a mobile phone because that's what makes sense. But they're pretty rock solid, right? I mean, mobile operating systems have gotten pretty robust, and yes, they don't fail in weird ways usually. And of course the problem is that when something does fail, then it actually does it gets outside of the realm of what even a tech douchebag can do in some cases. But there the best case is just to reset it, which do a factory reset or whatever. And sometimes you have to do that. But will something as powerful as a desktop computer ever get that easy? And I'll even say that the Mac is, you know, the Mac's definitely an improvement, but it's not as easy either. So if something goes wrong, then yeah, you're definitely good luck trying to figure out what it is. But I think a desktop or a laptop computer is never going to get that easy, just because it can do so many more things. And the more complex something is, the more likely something's going to go wrong with it. The only things that are going to be, you know, simple enough and foolproof enough for most people is going to be very focused, appliance type devices that do very specific things and only do those specific things. And tablets and mobile phones are pretty close to that. And there's probably going to be some more refinement in those things, but, if you're looking for the computing devices of the future, I mean, we're pretty close to that already with today's tablets and mobile phones.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find the ways to contact me and past episodes of the podcast on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.